So good to be here with you today. Can you turn to the person next to you and say, I am so glad you're here. Would it be the same without you? All right, turn to the next person beside you and say, wow, it's been a long time since I saw somebody that beautiful. Yeah, well, that's true. So I'm wondering today, if your life, if you could sum up your life in a movie, what would the movie be? Would it be True Grit? I'm just making it the best I can. I've lost an arm along the way. How about Gravity? I can't get my feet on the ground. Or maybe you would say, you know, my life is like the movie Titanic, you know. Or maybe Sense and Sensibility. You know, maybe you feel like Marianne or Colonel Brandon. I don't know. I put that in for my wife. Isn't that great? I had to look it up on the internet. Haven't even seen the movie hardly, but okay. Or maybe you say, well, my life is like the movie Psycho. Or Dr. Dan, or as they called us on the mission field, Uncle Dan and Aunt Holly. You say, Uncle Dan, my life is like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That just describes it so well. Or maybe the Lego Movie. I just can't get the pieces together. Or maybe your life is like Groundhog Day. You know, it's just like every day, the same. Or you say, you know, I just feel like there's always jokers going after me. It's my life, my movie, The Dark Knight. Right? Yes. Or maybe my favorite, it's in my life, I'm just mostly dead. It's like The Princess Bride, you know. What is your life like, you know? Well, I can tell you, our life has been, and the title of the sermon is Go, but our life has been like an adventure movie. I remember 12 years ago, last month, we flew to Burma. Third worst military dictator in the world. Our oldest son was 11. Zach, who helped lead worship. Didn't the folks who lead worship just bring us into the presence of God? Didn't they? Let's give God a hand for that. Zach was 9. Karis is... Where is that? Oh, there she is. Karis was 7. Zane, who's here, missing school, is a junior in high school, missing school, but don't, you know, okay. He was 4. Or packed up, sold all we had, put everything in 19 suitcases because you couldn't crate things to Burma. Everything in our world, 19 suitcases, and went. And I can remember, you know, it was like a 25-hour trip. And so we were getting there, and we were jet lagged. And we get into this old, dusty, dirty airport, you know, we get in there and everybody wants to get our bags so they can get the tip, and everybody's screaming and yelling and running around and talking in this wild, crazy language. And I was jet lagged and it was like, oh, wow, this is like too much. And I could tell you so many stories, but I can tell you our life has been like an adventure. And my prayer actually for you is that yours will be an adventure. And my prayer is it will definitely not be like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Okay. So what I want to share this morning, when we went to the field, I had 5,000 books in my library. I was a pastor, a church planner. I had 5,000 books in my library. Well, I couldn't take 5,000 books. So what I had to do is I had to call it down to 100 books. Could only take 100 books. So think about, especially if you're a professor, think about if you could only take 100 books. Yeah, Dr. Finn's over here. Oh, you know, if you could only take 100 books. And one of the books I took was a book, if you've never read it, you really need to get it, called Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. If you don't have it, you really should get it. That was one of my top 100. In fact, if I'd only been able to take 20 books, that would have been one of the top 20 books. Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. And in his book, he talks about how to go. And I'd heard all my life, oh, you should go. And I heard about why we should go and all of these kinds of things. But I never had been told like how to go. And so that's what this message is this morning. I just want to share with you just some very practical how to go, how to join God, and how to live a life that's like an adventure movie. Because it's great. Okay, so next slide. There we go. So how did Jesus decide where to go? Let's read this together, can we? John 5, 19 through 20. Let's all read it together. Ready, go. Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. So Jesus tells us how he decided where to go. If you can imagine being the Son of God, so many people with so many needs, so many things that he could have done when he was here. And he tells us in this passage how he decided where to go. Now, one of the things on the mission field that we did is we used hand motions. And some of you know me as like the hand motion guy. Okay, so we're going to use hand motions to remember this because I really do want you to remember what I'm sharing with you. Okay, so get your hands out if you have them with you. Okay, shake them if you need to. Okay, if your neighbor has fallen asleep by this point in the sermon, just gently nudge them. Okay, there we go. All right, so this is what Jesus said. I do nothing by myself. Can you do that with me? Let's say it together. I do nothing by myself. Okay, let's do it again. I do nothing by myself. Some people are still not doing it. Okay. Okay, one more time. I do nothing by myself. Okay. But I look to see where God is working. All right, let's see. Hey, very good. Okay, let's do it again. But I look to see where God is working. Okay? So I do nothing by myself. But I look to see where God is working. And where God is working, I join him. So kind of like this. Okay? Okay? Some of you guys back here. God's working back there, I can tell. Okay, so here we go. All right. So I do nothing by myself. Okay? But I look to see where God is working. And where God is working, I join him. Okay? Yeah, see back there? Right there? Look back there. Everybody look back there and kind of point. There is a group of really handsome looking guys back there. God's working. Okay, so let's do it again. Ready? All right. Some of the ladies, yeah, God's really working there, I can tell. In fact, I think he may be called. No, no, no. Okay. All right, so ready? Okay, and then the last part. I know that God loves me and will show me. I know that God loves me and will show me. And the great thing, the adventure movie for us and our family is we've been living that for a long time now. In fact, we've lived it and it's kind of part of our spiritual muscle memory. Anytime I go anywhere, any place, even walking down the halls here or I'm going, I don't even think about it anymore. I'm just always thinking, where's God working? Where can I join him? And I know God loves me and he's going to show me. I've done it so long, and that's my prayer for you, that you will do it so long, you get it so much into you that you don't even realize you're doing it anymore. And when that happens, life every day, every week, all the time, is an adventure. Because God is up to some great stuff. Now, I'm not telling you, if you do what I'm talking about here, if you follow Jesus' example here, I'm not telling you you're going to have an easy life, because you're not. Satan hates God's kids. Satan hates you. You can make life hard for you. I'm not telling you this is going to be super easy, and this is the miracle silver bullet and all of it. I'm not saying that. But I will tell you this, that I'd rather go with God and where God's working than anything else in this world. And when I'm with him and I'm doing things with him, it's the best thing that could ever happen in my life. And I know it is in your life too. So how did Jesus decide where to go? Let's do it. Ready? Okay, I wasn't talking to the church mice at that point. I was talking to you, okay? So let's, ready?
I am not by myself.
Okay, I'll help you out just a little bit. Pretty close. All right. Okay, so I do nothing by myself, but I look to see where God is working. And where God is working, I join him. And I know that God loves me and will show me. Let's do that one more time. I know that God loves me and will show me. See, that's how Jesus decided where to go. Next slide, please. Okay? Let's read 1 John 2:5-6. So the next question, how should we decide where to go? Okay? So let's read this together. 1 John 2:5-6. Ready? Go. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Okay, so you show me. How should we decide where to go? You got it right here. I do nothing by myself, but I look to see where God is working. And where he's working, I join him. And I know that he loves me, and he'll show me. Okay? So, you do it for me. How should we decide where to go? Now, see, this is great, isn't it? It's great because you say, this is what often happens. I can do nothing by myself. I know when God, many times when he asks me or I see him ask somebody else to go somewhere, what's the first thing they say? I can't. I can't do that. There's no way I could do that. And there's all kinds of reasons maybe they give, okay? And the good news is, you can't. You're absolutely right. Somebody comes to me and says, I can't go on a go trip. I'm not qualified. You're absolutely right. God can't use me. You're absolutely right. But when you realize you can't do it and you need a partner, you need somebody come alongside you, you need the God of heaven on your side, then you can do anything through Christ who strengthens you, right? So if your first response is, I can't, good for you. That's absolutely right. I can't do anything by myself. Okay, or what about the next part? What's the next part? You show me, okay? I look to see where God is. Okay, and so sometimes we have big dreams, don't we? We have visions. We know many of you, some of you are planning on being famous actors and actresses. I can tell. I can't tell. Okay. But many of us, we have big dreams. We're going to make lots of money, or we're going to do this or that, or we're going to marry that guy in the economics class, you know, something like that. We have big dreams. See, I know. I know these things. I'm a dad, and I'm a missionary. No, okay. All right, here we go. Okay, but we have big dreams, and sometimes our big dreams get in the way of what God is showing us, what he wants us to do, right? I remember we knew we couldn't do it ourselves, and so we really wanted to go where God was working. So I talked to my supervisor, the guy who had become my supervisor at IMB, and I said, listen, give me 10 people groups where God is working, and Holly and I will pray about those, and it'll be great, it'll be amazing, and we will know we're going where God's working, and we were wanting to live this out. And so he did that. He gave me the pictures and descriptions of them. We laid them all out on the table. We were reading through them, and my sweet wife, Aunt Holly, said these words, I don't know where we're going, but I know we're not going here. Some of you are laughing. Do you know where we ended up? Here. Okay? And so I just wanted to tell you, don't say those kind of things. What are you doing to yourself? Okay? Just say, God, wherever you say to go, we'll go. Because as soon as you say, I'm not going to do this or I'm not going to do that, God's going to say, yes, you are. So, you know, God has so many places you can go. Here on campus, He has so many places. You can go to the community cafe here in Jackson. There's so many places you can go. You can go to Boston in the fall. No, in the summer, I'm sorry. You can go to Southeast Asia. You can go to East. You can go so many places. But you know, it's a daily thing. It's a daily kind of thing. I love this next quote. How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. A lot of people, well, I'll get to it tomorrow. But walk with God today. And then, okay, so the first part is what? Second part? Third part? Yeah, see, when God shows you where he's working, then you have a choice. I have a choice. You know, we can decide. You can say, well, I don't have time. I'm too shy. I don't have enough money. I'm a college student. I'm too messed up inside. But you know what the real issue is in all of that? We don't want to look bad in front of people. We don't want to look like we failed. We don't want to get out there on the limb and go and do something that no one else is doing because we don't want people to say, look at that crazy person there. So we are really into protecting our self-image and what people think about us and all of these things. We want to look successful. We want to be successful. We want to do all these things. And listen, I've lived all of this. I wanted to be the greatest missionary that ever lived, and I didn't make it. Not even close. Do you know what God's really interested in? Transforming your life. Changing you. Making you more and more like him. That's what he wants. So we're so busy. We got our plans. Isn't it crazy? God can see your life from the beginning to the end. He knows the best plan for you. He knows the best way to go. He knows all of this thing. And we're walking around. I've got this plan. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this and this and this and this. And we never even talk to him, never even partner with him. Isn't it crazy? He's the one who knows. He knows if you're going to come to Union or not. He knows if you're going to go to South America or not. He knows all of that. He knows the very best plan for you. And you can trust him. He loves you. He's going to show you that. Don't let your dreams, don't let all the things that you have in your mind, all the things that you've been told all of your life, well, you should be this, you should be that. What you want to be deep in your heart, I promise you, the best thing for you is to walk with the Lord your God. And just do his plan. He's got it planned out for you. He loves you. And he'll show you. Now, we talk about how Jesus decided where to go. We talk about how we decide to go. Now, let's talk about one of the things we talk about. I look to see where God is working, and I join him there. So let's see, where is God? Where is God working? Where is he working? Let's read Luke 4, 18 and 19 together. Ready? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives. And recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. That's where Jesus is working. He's still working there today. He's working with the poor. And so as you're looking, you're trying to determine where God is working, a great place to look is at the poor. And many times, I'm not saying all of the poor and helping all of the poor, but many times I've found in my life when God allowed me, when I was looking for someone poor. Now, I know many of you feel like you're poor. Poor college students. So little money, you know. So maybe you could start on campus looking at all the poor people here. Right? Now, you laugh, but maybe not such a bad place. There's a lot of kinds of poor, aren't there? But God has given some of you the ability to see the poor in a way and join him there. And then where does he say? Not only the poor, but the captives. Maybe it's jail ministry, or maybe it's somebody that you know who's been captured by drugs. Or the blind, people who just can't see well, people sick, those kind of looking out. You see, what often happens is it's about me, it's about me, it's about my life, it's about me going to college, it's about my career, it's about all of these things going on and going on and going on, and I'm here and I want the whole world to come to me. God said, don't live your life that way. Go. Have an adventure movie with God. You know, it's great. Don't just stay. Or some people, you know, it's me and my friends, us four and no more. Us four and no more. Us four and no more. Everybody, us four. Okay. And you never look to see where God's working. But the poor, the captives, the blind, the oppressed. But do you know there's another place God's working? All through the Bible, start Noah, Rahab, the demoniac, Cornelius, the jailer. All through the Bible, whenever God saved one person in a family, his will was to save the whole family. Some of you here, your parents or your brothers or sisters or dear friends of yours are not believers. God saved you. And one thing we can see from God and how he works all through the Bible is when he saves one person, it's because he wants to save the whole group. So another place to go is your parents. Another place to go is your friends. Just because people here at Union doesn't mean they're Christians. But friends, there are so many people who need to know this good God that we have. In Southeast Asia, they have their favorite saying is the leader will say, God is good. And then everybody will say, all the time. And then he'll say all the time, and then everybody will say God is good. I don't know. You may be seeing this. So let's try it. Okay, God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
See, what you got to realize is God is good. He's got good plans for you. He wants to bless your life. So how do we discern how to go? Let's do it. Ready? Okay, hold on. Get your hands ready. Some of you were surprised. Your hands have fallen asleep during this time, okay? Get them ready. Get them ready. Okay, if you notice your neighbor is not moving their hands right now, could you reach out and grab their hands and say, I love you? No. Okay, you ready? Okay. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, goodness. Okay, you ready? I do nothing by myself. But I see that God is working, and where he's working, and I know that he loves me, and he'll show me. Now I want to show you why. We've been doing a lot of repetition, I realize that, and I want to show you a little bit why we've been doing that. I'm going to ask Dr. Ernest Easley, he's professor of evangelism, if he'll come here and help me with this. Can you come here? Sorry, I searched like for this really handsome, talented young whippersnapper of a professor, you know. Okay. Yeah. I was doing really good till now. That's right. Okay. We've been practicing, and we've been practicing. I want to show you why we've been doing that, okay? I want you to imagine this illustration that Dr. Easley and myself are spiritually the same. We love the Lord. We worship. Okay. We pray. We study God's word. And then we go and we share the gospel. Okay. And every year, God gives us a new Christ follower, okay? And I want you to see what happens. Just year by year, Dr. Easley, Dr. Dan, okay? We both worship, we pray, we read God's word, and we go. Okay, so this is first year. Can you get a person and have them come up with you? Yeah. I'll get my son. Where is he? Okay, so after a year, okay, now we're both the same, and I told you about that, but you know what, really, there is one difference between us, okay? And that is, whenever he brings someone becomes a Christ follower, and he shows them how to follow Christ, okay, he practices with them. Okay, so you practice worshiping, praying, studying. Okay. And because of that, he has the confidence to go. And you have the confidence to go. But me over here, I just say, Zach, you know, you should pray. You should worship God. You need to study your Bible. And it's really important for us to reach America for Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. But he doesn't practice. So his confidence is very low. Let's see what happens the second year. Now, both of you go get somebody and bring them back. But because his confidence is so low, just I'm the only one who goes. All right. At the end of 2 years, how many people are here? How many there? Kind of about the same, okay? But they all practice together. Worshiping. Okay, so you make sure all of them practice together. Right? not you doing it, but them doing it. Like, do it with your new person. There you go. There you go. Okay? But I'm over here. Oh, we need to pray. Amen? We need to study God's word. Amen? We need to worship. Amen? And America's going down the tubes. Amen? Amen. All right. Okay, so here's the third year. Third year, right? Okay, they all have confidence they can go. My guys, not so much. Okay, so you guys go get somebody, bring them back. And my wife's come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. All right, so you see these guys? They all get somebody. All right, so now how many over here? How many here? Oh, now we start to see the difference of practicing. See, if you don't practice, if you don't start doing this in your life every day, you're not going to go. You're not going to have the confidence to go. But because they practice with your person, show them worship, prayer, study. Okay, because they've been practicing, they have the confidence to go. Fourth year, I'll go. Everybody go get somebody. All right. Dr. Brady, Vice President of Union, has come to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Woo! Okay, so they've got confidence. They've been practicing, okay? But I'm here. Oh, we need to worship God. Amen? We need to pray. Amen? We need to have good Bible studies. Amen? And let's pray for the presidential elections. Amen? Amen. Okay, but see, they don't have confidence. But look at all of these guys. They're practicing with each other, doing the worship, the prayer, study. Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, so fifth year, you all go. They have the confidence to go.
Let's go, guys.
Let's go! Okay, but mine, they haven't been practicing. All right, so my son, finally, after so many years of prayer, he's come to Jesus. Okay. Can you guys get over there? All right, practice with your people, all right? Okay, so after 5 years, how many here? How many over there? See, it's just becoming natural for them. They do it every day. Of course, the way we live every day is the way we live our lives. It's just become a part of them. They're worshiping, they're praying, they're studying, and they're going because they have the confidence they're working together. Year six, go get somebody. Beth. Come here to our small, wee little group, but so strong. All right. How many people over here? Practice with your new person. Do worship, do prayer, do study. Practice with your new person. They're all practicing. Okay, how many people here? How many people there? Year seven. No confidence. Confidence. Practicing. All of you go get somebody. The Dean of Theology and Missions has come to Jesus. Woo! They're all practicing. practicing together. Get your person. All right. How many people here? How many people over there? You're number eight. They all have confidence. They're all practicing together. Go get somebody. My people, no confidence. Come here, Brandon. Come here. Come join the small but the mighty. Let's go up on the stage, guys. Give them some room here. After year eight, how many people here? Nine people. How many there? 256. Thank you. They're worshiping. They're praying. They're reading God's word. And they're practicing so they can go. Year number... What year? Next year, go get somebody. Olivia. Come join us. Come join. Hey, there's a whole untapped group over here. A whole untapped group over here. How many over here now? 512. How many here? The difference is because they're practicing, because they're doing it every day. Of course, the way we live every day is the way we live our lives. 1,024 next. 2,048 next. We'd run out of people here, and then we'd have to go. Let's pray together. Lord, you're good. Your plans for us are good. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that Satan isn't going to fight us tooth and nail. But you defeated him on the cross. We are more than conquerors through you. So, Lord, if it's the community cafe downtown Jackson, if it's here on campus, if it's with the Edge students, if it's with in the hospitals here, if it's in Boston, if it's in Connecticut, it's in Southeast Asia, wherever you say, we will go. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.